Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, guys, here we are. It is our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day, and thank you to our audience as usual, as always, for listening. We appreciate you so much. We don't take you for granted. Steve?
Hey, my closing remarks today, I want to give some encouragement to people out here. You know, this is a new year. In the new year, it gives us an opportunity to reset. You know, it's just like a new day. It's like when you get off work and get to go home, you know, except new years come every 365 days. Your birthday comes. It gives you a chance to reset. Those are just like monuments in everybody's life that they get to. But in this new year, let me offer you a suggestion. Listen, set your goals and your aspirations. And when you do that, I want you to do just one very simple thing that seems to be so hard for so many people to do. And that one simple thing is this. When you set your aspirations and goals, I want you to keep the faith. Keep the faith. Now, the reason I say it's a very simple thing to do, but so hard to do, is because we are human. And as we're approaching our dreams and aspirations, we are going to be hit with the opposition. Because to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, correct? So if you want your dreams to come true, there's always going to be problems to prevent that. Situations are going to be presented to prevent that. Keep the faith. Don't lose sight of your goals. Don't give up, and don't you dare stop believing. That's the key to the whole thing. I cannot tell you how many times I've been disappointed. I can't count them. I can't count the times I've aimed for something and it didn't go that way. I can't tell you how many times it took way longer to happen than I wanted it to. I'm going through some things right now. But man, oh man, oh man, the thing that I really am true to is I keep the faith. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't get off balance sometimes. It doesn't mean that you don't start having doubts. That ain't what keep the faith mean. Keep the faith means when you do have the doubts, when you do feel lost and confused and you feel like it ain't gonna happen, it ain't going your way, tell God about it. Take it to God. Get up, dust yourself off, and get back on it. See, keeping the faith don't mean that there won't be moments where your faith is shaky. Oh, it's gonna be them moments right there. It don't mean that there won't be times where you don't feel as reassured as you normally do or used to. Those moments are coming. But listen to me, when you get through with them moments and let them just be moments, get back on it. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, y'all. Now, I'm saying that over and over and over because I'm telling you, that's the key. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. And when your way get dark and cloudy and gloomy out there and it look like you can't see it, that's where your faith got to kick in. Because God is always standing by. God is always available. We got to keep the faith, man. You got to keep the faith. You can't give up on God. You know why? Because God don't ever give up on you. Do you know how many wrongs I've made in my life? And went back to God and he said, okay, all right, I got you, man. Come on, let's go again. And I get back on my horse and I go again. Now, you're going to have people who remind you of when you fell off the horse. And you're going to have people coming up to you telling you who you used to be and how you used to be. Don't worry about that. So, and We all used to be something. But ain't it funny how the people that always pointing out to you what you used to be, they the same they always been? That raggedy, bad-mouthing human being that can't find nothing to do except find something wrong with you? There's a pastor that comes on TV on, well, online a lot of times. And, you know, he's very polished in the Word of God. But you know what throws me about him? He'll never say nothing about himself. He'll never tell nobody when he was making mistakes. He'll tell nobody how he got over, how God had to forgive him. I'm just concerned about people like that. But he always got something to say about somebody else. He got a celebrity coming out of his mouth. He got another preacher coming out of his mouth. And just be bad-mouthing him. Like he has never made a mistake. And I know he has. Oh, he know the Word of God. Oh, he throw that Bible up on you in a heartbeat. But ain't never nothing wrong with him. But always something wrong with somebody else. You got to be careful of people, man. Get yourself in a situation, man, where you understand that you are a flawed human being and you are subject to make mistakes. That's what forgiveness and grace is all about. And don't let nobody fool you, got you thinking that they skipping through this life sin free. That person don't exist. The only person that came into this world and did a sin free is gone. He's coming back. But he left. He left. Other than that, the rest of us ain't it. So when you fall and you get it all wrong and you done messed up, go to God. Ask for some of that grace, for some of that favor and that forgiveness. Get back on the horse. You know what I want you to do? Keep the faith. Those are my closing remarks. Hope you had a good one today. Hey, y'all, talk to God.
Steve Harvey contest, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.